Okay, Tom, I'm gonna check out here. I just wanted to try to get things under control. You know, sometimes the linking can cause a problem. Clearly it wasn't. There was something going on up there on the Flint repeater. So I didn't catch the other gentleman's name you were talking to. I didn't even know you were going to toss it back to me. I just kind of heard my call. And so I'll let you guys carry on. But, yeah, keep an eye on that up there in Flint. You know, I know you said you're new and need a new radio and getting it set up. Make sure when you unkey, make sure that red light, that red transmit light isn't on your radio. If it is, you know, and you can't figure out why, quick, and pull the power. But, yeah, you were locked up. I can't say I know that you were locked up. But if I was a betting man, I'd say your radio was locked up, putting out some sort of a tone. Be advised, see if you can figure out what that was, and hopefully it don't happen again. Anyhow, with that, I'm going to cut you guys loose and let you get to it. I just jumped in because somebody had got a hold of me on another frequency and told me there was some craziness going on, so I just wanted to get in and work the repeater until it got resolved. Carry on, guys. Have fun, and I know I'm a friend of Captain Don's and in the HOIP thing myself there, Thomas. So I know all about it there. So working good for you. All right, catch you later. This is W8FU. I'm going to pass it up to Flint. I'm sorry I didn't catch the name. Name here is Sean, and I'm going to be clear. W8FU.